The Catalan coach, who's got so much experience, has most definitely said, guys, you go out, show them how to do it. You know, show your first five, your starting five, to actually go out and defend properly, take the rebounds, and pick away your points, because this is your chance. Oh, bring it on. There it is from Elonu Jr., the Nigerian for Zamalek.
Yeah, Elonu caught the air ball and put it right back. Zamalek has quietly and slowly walked themselves back into this game. This was not what I was talking about with FAP regulating themselves. Instead, they've committed a few too many fouls recently and taken some bad shots. But the bleeding stops there by Yves Lurice, who knocks down the elbow jump shot, Robbie, to re-establish the five-point lead. FAP leads 25-20 as they sit back in this zone and try to force another three ball.
Here they go again, just inside of the perimeter, just comes off the underside of the ring. There's a chance to try and rise up from the ashes, but it comes to nothing. Three defenders around Elonu Jr. The attempt to try and get the layup, that was near perfection. Unfortunately, it rolled back out. There was a chance there, and you can see the Zamalek trying to get the ball. Oh! It's in! It's in! It's in a big way! Elonu Jr. doing the damage in a big way. Timeout.
Well, I'll tell you why this happened, Robbie. There was no pressure on the ball or the finisher. We get to look at it again. You'll see it. Kome surveys the land, and no one does anything. We got a timeout. FAP up 25-22 over Zamalek.
FAP 25, Zamalek 22. Seems as though the second unit is really, really clicking on all cylinders for Zamalek. Prince.
I agree. They're pretty physical side. My, oh my. Have you seen those dunks, though?
The alley-oops, the dunks. It just seems like their second unit is just bigger, stronger, faster, and they're just, you know, kind of beating up the FAP's bigs down in the post. So,
you know, actually just goes to show you how good the coach is. You know, basketball is a psychological game. Mm-hmm. You read the game and, you know, you adjust to what works for you and stuff. And so what the coach did is that he took out the first team, right, and, you know, brought in people who could actually play defense really well and at the same time be really good on the offensive side. And we can see Team B is actually playing well, better than the Team A, you know, like the Walter Hodges of this world are right, sitting on the bench. Wow.
I would have never thought that you could take out your entire first string and bring in your second lineup and they could do damage, but that goes to show you coaching is key in moments like this. So yeah, let's get back to the second quarter. We have about 4 minutes and 54 seconds in the second quarter. We will be back on at halftime. This is Muckville Yabro with Prince Nesta, and this is a special VOA broadcast of the Basketball Africa League, FAP versus Zamalek.
They've made to actually come here, and they didn't even win in 2019 that league that would have enabled them to actually get into the playoffs. They actually were runners up, but the other team decided not to come. They came through, and they deserve to be here, Lance. What do you think?
Well, I think they're proving that, especially with their performance against Zamalek. And not a lot of teams, you mentioned 2020, didn't have the opportunity to play because of COVID issues or whatever the case may be. But that shows, in terms of their success, how important rhythm is coming into this kind of league play. As the ball is missed by Zamalek and rebounded by Elonu, and then the turnover on cue.
See, Lance, I don't even call that a turnover. I call that just a wasted ball in a big way. You don't just throw it out to no man's land. That just doesn't happen.
A wasted ball. I like it. And so that's not a turnover. You have to explain that one to me. But it certainly means that they don't get to shoot it. The other team will get it.
It just means that you've just, you know, the turnover. Yeah, okay. All right, I get your call. But still, I mean, it's a wasted ball. The fact is we're seeing this man here just driving up, Elonu Jr., doing the business, getting Zamalek back into it. We've got a timeout, as you can see, and we still have 4:22 before the end of the first half.
God, it's so tactical, isn't it? When you actually think about the coaches, a low-scoring game like this, not everything's working on both sides, right?
No.
But there's also some good things that are working, but how do you change that? Little tweaks?
Well, I think you tweak it from the Zamalek side, either by making shots or with people. Some of those stars for them have sat on the bench. The other way, FAP, I just think they've got to manage themselves. They got a nice little lead here, 3 points as we're coming down the home stretch to close out this half. You don't want to have self-inflicted wounds with poor closeouts on defense in terms of getting the defensive rebound as well as turnovers. Just got to be smart here as Thomas Jr. gets back into the cockpit like you, and you'll have to run this offense here down the stretch. You are in the cockpit. Look, on cue. Haruna turns it over. These are the kind of things that will mount, especially against a team that's as mature and has as good a personnel as Zamalek.
Solo Diabate of the Côte d'Ivoire doing the damage there as Zamalek take possession. And happy Africa Day for everybody across Africa and across the world. That was yesterday, of course. And we can see that once they manage to get the ball back, they give it back to their opponents, and it's a tit-for-tat scenario. A little bit frustrating, I think, for Zamalek on that occasion, because that was a good offensive phase of play that they just threw back into the hands of their opponents.
Yeah, and frustrating for coaches. Coach Lazar and Coach Julie, as you said, both want to get shots up with these possessions.
Shot clock going down, and the attempt for three coming back off the ring as another chance that goes missing, and at the other end, Zamalek, and the three-pointers, they're just not going in. They're just not going in, Lance, as we see a bit of a scrum, a little bit of a bear hug down there taking place with Ilonu Jr.
Well, that sums it up, right? Look at those two guys. Neither one of them, even after the whistle, want to let the ball go. But because of the size difference and the bigs of Zamalek, Ilonu as one example or exhibit A right there, those smaller guys like Haruna, they've got to put a body on them when the ball goes up. We saw an air ball and a dunk a moment ago. See it here now, the pass over the top. That was the dunk early. And that's another example of putting a body on them. You got to touch those guys. You can't let them run around unobstructed when they're around the basket. They're just too big and long.
You just can't do that, Lance. As they go up for two, the rebound's not good, but it has been picked up somehow. Loose ball picked up by Haruna out to Thomas Jr. Start again. Nice little screen there with a little bit of a sky hook that just didn't hit the target once again. And frustrating, the percentage of misses tonight is just, they're not on the ball in that category.
No, they're not even close. I mean, that was an air ball. I think the defense was pretty good. You know, that was covered up. Get to see the alley-oop again, and you saw how the pass was made literally from the chest level.
So it's 2 of 15 and 1 of 9 at the moment. That's where we're at in terms of the three-point attempts. And that in itself is just, it's not good enough, is it? It can come down to good defense, but at the same time, you know, you would expect it to be a little bit higher.
Yeah, and I think part of the reason also that FAP is leading is because they've taken fewer threes. As you said, just 9, they're getting more looks around the basket where they're able to finish. It's going to be a battle of execution when you're in a situation where you're not making three-point shots.
And it's interesting to see some of the amount of time that Anas Mahmoud, a previous MVP in the group, of course, Group C, here in Kigali. He's only been on court for 5 minutes, and we're 17 minutes into this first quarterfinal.
Well, and we also got a shot clock violation. FAP, they've just gotten a little out of kilter here, Robbie, down the stretch. Zamalek just continues to chip away. That ball doesn't hit anything. It's got to hit the rim in order for it to be a possible offensive rebound. But here come some of the stars back on the floor.
Hodgins. Zamalek. Yeah, and Yasser as well.
Yes, sir. The youngest player in this competition is a 2002 birthday.
Glad he's drawn the foul there, Hodge, isn't he? Part of the NBA Academy. I think that there's a few in this Zamalek team, and which is fantastic. And, of course, you can understand that these players are they're being groomed for greater things, you know, because of their raw talent and getting the right coaching to get them into the right place. And it's as simple as that.
Yep.
But this competition here will learn as a great lesson to get themselves up to an even bigger place. And I think that the way that it's being put together with shouldered by FIBA, shouldered by the NBA, this is miraculously good. It's just fantastic for absolutely everybody. The young kids, the girls, the boys, you know, of all ages, they'll be watching and saying, yeah, I think that this is time for me to start bouncing the ball.
Yeah, and you mentioned FIBA. They did a fascinating job just getting all the teams organized through their competition to get here to Kigali. And then you also mentioned the academy that the NBA has over here, as Hodge misses the free throw and gets it back, gets it to the young fella, Mohab Yasir, who throws it inside, and the swing back to Hodge.
And here it is for the sky hook, dropping, in she goes. I like it. Hodge doing the damage.
Boy, he finished well with the little lefty runner. And then the turnover again as Zamalek leads 26-25. And there's the swing. Just drive right down the lane line and finish with the nice, soft runner just outside of the paint.
It's wonderful when you see some of these, you know, big guys with just such soft hands, so delicate, such delicate hands, you know, silky fingers that it just allows the ball just to sort of roll off. It's perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of times that shot there, I'm glad you illuminate that, because that shot is as difficult as a three ball because of the amount of touch that's required.
Oh, that was just incredible. Slapped away out of the hands of El Makawi just at the moment that he was just going to rise up like an active volcano.
Yeah, that was self-inflicted, slapped away because it slipped out of his hands. And what did he have on those hands, man? A little oil as he wiped his hands off on his pants.
I don't know where you're going with that. That's a wonderful shot, that is. And in she goes off the boards. And there are your 2 points. And, of course, they're chasing them once again, Lance. And I think this is a fascinating battle. And it's going to go to the wire, I think.
Yeah, they're competing against the zone as much as they are FAP. FAP has got to keep from around the basket with this zone, but it's been very difficult for Zamalek to deal with.
And it was interesting when we were chatting to Coach Julbi, of course, of the Spanish coach, because he was saying, you shouldn't underestimate this team at all. They are very, very good. In fact, they're one of the most dangerous teams you can play against. They haven't lost by many, and each of the two the defeats, they won their game, and they looked extremely tight. They're a good team, and they will fight until the last play of the game.
Yeah, they did. I mean, they did. I called some of those games, and I mean, one of them came down to the final shot where Thomas Jr. missed a three that he could have tied the game against AS Saleh. And then, of course, they got the big blowout against AS Police to 65-87. Held them, Robbie, to 3-for-21 from beyond the arc. So it's not rare for them to play teams and force them to struggle from beyond the arc. As those free throws are missed, and they maintain the 27-26 lead as Thomas Jr. has it up top, and we approach the 1 minute mark here to go in the first quarter of the BAL playoffs as Thomas Jr. has a man in isolation.
Oh, is an attempt at three, but it's way off target there. And as you said, into the last minute, who's going to get the bragging rights going into the locker room? Who's going to have that upper hand coming out for the second half, for the third quarter? El Makawi, that's what he wants. And the fist pump as well. You can see that that means an absolute lot to him because, well, he's only scored, what, 4 points? And that's low for him going into the locker room.
Well, yeah, he's been MIA to this point. But momentum, I think, is key down the stretch here in this game.
That's a really good ball down right into the paint there. And the attempted layup there from underneath the basket draws the foul. And FAP will have a chance to score two from the free throw line.
Nsongu did exactly what you're supposed to do in that situation. When your defense is using poor principles, Robbie, and not seeing the man and the ball, what do? You cut right to the basket, and the young fella got caught being too young, Mohab Yashir. He tried to make up for it, but foul. And I guarantee you his coach there is instructing him to see both people. So let's see what Usher has to say about that as this action gets more and more intense as we get closer to halftime. Usher?
Well, it's interesting to see that Zamalek have Anas Mahmoud on the bench, who did not start this game very well, but El Mekawi is trying to slowly get into the game, and so far Michael has also helped them in the paint. And we also know that Zamalek are a very good team with the guards there, but they're not getting the vibe like they usually do, like we saw in the opening three games of this tournament.
It's really important to understand what it means to a player like Haruna to represent his country here at the BAL. Lance.
It's incredibly important. I mean, when you think about it, you get to this point, the stage that we are on, all the people that are here, you want to represent your country well, you want to represent your team well, and you want to play through the finish line. Think about it, Robbie. You don't win today. This is it. It's done. You go home. And there's no guarantee you'll be back. That's why I'm enjoying every single second I'm with you, man.
I can see that. You know, this is a team effort, you know, off the court. I can tell you that. And credit to absolutely everybody involved. It's been amazing to be part of this journey, of course, here. And it's going to get even better right through the next week as the rebound. Well, he's back to his business, isn't he? Mustafa El Mahkawi. Just making sure, making that ball safe as it came back off the ring. And we're level at 28 points apiece. The last play of the half. Hodges there, drops it into the zone. The charge coming through. That was beautiful from Elonu Junior. And that should be the end of the half. Take your two, smile, and then walk to the locker rooms. And a high five for your coach.
Watch him split this double team. Thomas Jr. got a little overzealous, and the big fella, Mr. Gadget, stretched. Watch him stretch this thing out. Yo! That was big time. I didn't think his fingers were that long. But, Robbie, in the States, we would say, Mr. Gervin, where are you, George Gervin? Finger roll. By the way, he's a San Antonio Spur legend, and the big fella, Alanu, showed his best Gervin impersonation as Thomas Jr. failed on that double team, and he split it and exploited it.
You just can't.
Wow, what an exciting first half. Zamalek 30, AFP 28. This is Mukbil Yavro with my co-host Prince Nesta, and we are joined by our third analyst, Shaq Tierro, who is a former Malian national player, as well as an NBA G League player, who now works for the Voice of America's French service. Gentlemen, I'm going to swing this one to Prince. Prince, what are your thoughts on what AFP is doing so far? They let the lead get away from them just a little bit, what's your thought on their first half?
Fantastic performance, great defense. I mean, towards the end, they took their feet off the gas. But, you know, all is not lost for them. I mean, they're just behind by a basket or something, 2 points. And so, you know what they're doing? They're playing spoiler. That's underdog mentality. Mm-hmm. Hey, you might just win, but we'll dominate the knees, you know? And so they're also, you know, such a dangerous, hazardous team to play because they'll unleash havoc on you. You won't just win easily. It's going to take blood, sweat, and tears to win against such a fighting spirit. And, of course, what a tough matchup. Their offensive end towards the end seems like it's a bit crumbling, you know. I don't see Haruna that much, mm-hmm. although, you know, I can you know, still see some of those players trying to put in the basket and stuff. But I would just, you know, I'm going to ask them to be a little bit efficient as far as going on the offensive side is concerned. I mean, if you look at, you know, if you look at the, if you look at Zamalek, they're, you know, slowly and steadily getting back into the game, right, which is fantastic. But at some point, you know, I'm asking myself, is that defensive game displayed by FAP, will it be sustainable till the end, or are they starting to get tired?
I feel as though their style of play is definitely very fiery, very erratic, very, you know, it's almost like when you're playing against them, when you're on offense, it feels like such a nuisance to go up against the zone that they've been doing. But, you know, credit to Zamalek's coach, Coach Julbi. He took off his first, his starters and decided to play some bigger players such as Chiminello, Elunu, and Michael Fukadi, who are some bigs that really have been putting in work with the second unit, and decided to keep Elunu actually on continually. Sheck, what are your thoughts on what Coach Julbi did and not panicking and making sure that, you know, giving his second unit a chance because his first unit was unable to find an answer for that zone?
Mukbil, friends, nothing but the net. After our colleague Sunny side of sports, I find that very exciting. Nothing but the net, or everything that you say right now on what's going on the court. Mm-hmm. We can see clearly that the team Zamalek is fighting back to the game. And like friends say earlier, if you beat us, we must show, you must see that we dominate at least the whole game defensively and also offensively. So that's what it looked like to me right now. And to recognize this Force Army and Police basketball from Cameroon team that's really doing tremendous job, taking game play by play, offensive rebound, defensive rebound, they got their own rebound, and they're really playing with a lot of patience. That you see that they lost two games, and Zamalek still playing very comfortable because they haven't lost any game yet, and he caused them to get the first punch the first half, the first quarter, and to limit this kind of team under 30 in the first half is a very tremendous. We can see the best player on the team are most likely American players, like Walter Wallace is an American player, I believe. Mm-hmm. The number 42, Chinemelu Onolu, the post player, and also Michelle Olayenka Fakwade. He set the tone and to score 5 straight points, right, for the team to really get close to the scoring ball on the court. And I think that team is going to all go up to the most experimented team. We're going to have to find a way to win this game. And we've seen that the Zamalek team are very experienced, and this also, Cameroon, a team from Cameroon, Fourth Army and Police Basketball is showing a tremendous job. And we see the coaches have to come up with something when the Fourth Army of Police of Basketball was playing zone defense. And he bring the big inside to kill the game. Like, that's what we saw with them. Mm-hmm. And when they was playing game zone, he put two big inside, Chinelu Elunu, who was able to catch some alley-oop, because that's the back hole for playing zone defense. And I remember when I was playing in college, my coach had a similar game like that, when he put the bigs on behind his, on his down low, and he asked the point guard to drive and cause the traffic, and he dumped the ball to the big man. Mm-hmm. And the big man, you get alley-oop dunk, or you go for the dunk on the rim, and if you miss it, you go to free throw line. I think that's the same game style or the coach is on, of giving his players, or Zamalek coach is giving his players, and he's a very good experimenting coach. And he's from Spain. He coached some professional team in Spain. Mm-hmm. So these people really understand the game, or they quickly react to every interaction on the court. That's what we're seeing the Zamalek team. But to recognize that, like friends say, if you beat this team, you will know they dominate you from the beginning to the end.
Absolutely, and I totally agree with you, especially what the coach did is that he brought in Elunu, who is actually a very, very experienced Nigerian-American professional basketball player. You know, actually, I was just looking at the statistics and stuff. He is super experienced. He was drafted by the Los Angeles Lakers, you know, in 2009 NBA draft. He was actually the number 59th pick. You know, he's actually had experience in Spain, Zaragoza, you know, in Greece, France, Turkey. Mm. Oh, my. And so he's bringing in a lot of experience as far as this is concerned. And you can see it from his delivery. I mean, you know, the coach took, like, the whole team and out. And I was like, what is the coach doing? You know, but then again, I got surprised. And just shows you how important the role the coach plays as far as basketball games is concerned.